Continue our conversation with Ravens outside linebacker Paul Kruger. Paul, with Steeler Week arriving, having played at Heinz Field, one of the things about Heinz Field that really stands out is the playing surface.
Yeah.
Officially, it's grass. Realistically, it's painted dirt. It is not a good surface when you're used to playing on the synthetic surface at home as well as in most stadiums. I know it's a detriment to running backs. Guys like Ray Rice have a much harder time cutting on that. How about for guys like yourself?
Yeah. I mean, personally, I'd rather play on turf. I mean, it's tough to cut, you know, hard and lean because, you know, as a DN, that's you're coming around the edge. You got to get leaning pretty low. And so, you know, losing your footing sucks. I mean, you'll be clearing a guy to get a nice play in and then just slip and fall on your face. I mean, it's a rough thing. So you kind of just got to deal with it and adjust your footing a little bit. You know, I don't really like to change my cleats, but, you know, just kind of chopping your steps a little down. You know, you can't stride as much as you usually can. And, you know, so it's just a little bit of a change, but, you know, nothing too dramatic.
And because of the history you have in games like this, you know there's going to be that moment, that play, third quarter, fourth quarter, where it's the big play. It's the game that's going to dictate the outcome.
Yeah.
What's that feel like from a player's perspective? You know, as a rookie, you couldn't really kind of fathom it. You probably didn't even realize what the play was until an hour after the game. But now as a veteran, you know before the snap, okay, this is the play. What's that feel like?
Yeah. Man, it's a feeling you can only get in sports. I mean, especially when the stage is this big and when this many people are watching and the game's on the line and you've been preparing for it all year. I mean, it's just one of those situations that, you know, you can't really match anywhere else and you can't, you know.
It's the thing guys miss most about sports, right?
It really is. And you can never go back in time and do it again. And so, you just gotta make the most. I mean, Ray Lewis came back after being injured and was here on the practice field talking to us. And, you know, the biggest thing that I remember him, you know, keep harping on was take advantage of every day because this game will end at some point for everybody. And, you know, and it's one of those things that you don't want to lose out on is an opportunity that you could have taken advantage of, a big play you could have made, you know, a relationship you could have built with somebody. I mean, so I think it goes hand in hand with what you're talking about. You know, you got to be prepared for those moments, and you got to be dreaming about those moments because when they come, it's just a split second, and if you're not prepared for it, you're not going to make it.
And you've had one of those moments against the Steelers back in 2009 at home when the game went to overtime. You picked off Dennis Dixon, set the Ravens up for the game-winning field goal. So you know what it's like to have one of those moments, and if you're in position to make it, great. It's also a fine line, though, not to force it trying to create one of those moments, isn't there?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing for me, I mean, I know every player is different, but for me, I have to play loose. I mean, I got to be able to, you know, go out there and enjoy myself and you know, have a good feeling. I mean, it's got to be a positive thing because I believe that it breeds more positive and success breeds success. And I think if you can kind of concentrate that energy into, you know, having fun and going hard and kind of putting it all together, that's when you're going to have a big day.
Trust is a big thing with winning teams. And I hear guys around here talk about this a lot of do your job and trust the guy next to you is going to do his job. How much has that trust increased team-wise, defense-wise, since Terrell Suggs came back?
Yeah, big time. I mean, I think it's increased a lot, to say the least. I mean, Terrell just brings a lot to the table, more than just being a great player. I mean, he brings a winning spirit because he's been there and he's done that and he knows what it's like to be in the third quarter and you're down by, you know, whatever and you need to make a big stop. He's been there. He's been that guy and he's kind of the leader out there right now and I think that he brings that leadership. He brings a kind of a spirit that is enjoyable. You know, he can have a good time during practice while he's working hard and it's a good balance, and I think he really creates a good tempo for everybody.
It's a play ethic. The ability to have hard work, but also know how to play, a play ethic.
Right, absolutely.
Work ethic can be overrated. Play ethic, underrated, at least around here.
Yeah.
Paul Kruger's our guest. We continue on Ravens 1-on-1.